92.7 Mix FM.
Hi, I'm Rob McLeod with COVID-19 Facts First. The coronavirus death toll has risen to 51 now, a 76-year-old South Australian man passing away overnight. There's now more than 6,000 cases confirmed across the country. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd has told 10, with more new cases still being uncovered, it's no time to be talking about easing the lockdown.
The people of Australia are doing a magnificent job in adhering to the requirements around physical distancing when they're out of their homes. This will be an Easter like none of us have ever experienced before.
Queenslanders who head across the border this long weekend are being told they will pay the price unless they have a border pass. Anyone who heads into any hotspots, including the Greater Sydney area, will be forced into 2 weeks quarantine when they return. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says now is not the time to head south.
This is no time to be travelling past the border. There is real risks that you pose not only to yourself and your family but to other Queenslanders if you choose to go into some New South Wales hotspots.
Police have confirmed New South Wales Arts Minister Don Harwin has not been fined after being busted at his holiday house in regional New South Wales during non-essential travel bans. The senior minister has now reportedly returned back to Sydney. And a Malaysian man has walked 120 kilometres home to avoid infecting anyone along the way. The man had just returned to the country from Japan and was worried he was infected, so chose not to take any public transport. And to make a good story even better, he ended up adopting a dog along the way. The NRL could be back sooner than expected. Reports that the league is poised to announce that May 21 is a target date for the 2020 season to resume. Rugby Australia has asked its players to take a 65% pay cut for the next 6 months. Australian all-rounder Elise Perry has been named the Wisden Female Cricketer of the Year for 2019. Perry also named one of the five cricketers of the year, the first female player to achieve the double. And get news and sport when you want. Download our app now.